is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
All right, we're going to keep talking about the prison situation here in a moment. We touched deeply on it in hour number one, but there's more to say about these CMUs, the Communication Management Units. This is a disturbing story coming out of a couple different locations, but the guy who's telling us about it spent years in the Communications Management Unit, and it's basically a total lockdown for political dissidents and people that have opinions that the federal government doesn't like. We'll continue that story, but we got a call from Baxter, and he's referring to the show that we did last night, and the two of you weren't here for that episode of Free Talk Live. It was Johnson and I, and we talked a lot about healthcare in that episode. Of course, inevitably, socialized medicine was part of that discussion. And we were talking about the wait times that is commonly seen as a problem in socialized medicine systems, and usually the reasoning for that is because you've got a system that's centrally controlled, it's centrally planned, and so therefore the central planners can't accurately read market signals because they're not actually in the marketplace. They're a central planning board, and they, you know, make arbitrary decisions. The market makes decisions based on what their customers' feedback are, and different market entities are constantly getting feedback, and so they make different decisions because they're competing for those customers. But with the government one-size-fits-all system, there's no competition. So if they make the wrong choice, well, maybe if you're lucky, they'll reverse their decision later and make the right choice, or maybe you're just screwed and you'll have to figure out some other option for your health care coverage or whatever surgery it is that that you're looking to get. We've heard the stories over the years about people experiencing delays, but truthfully, most of them come from Canada. We're in the United States. We're doing the show, so we hear more about the Canadian system. So we've got Baxter on the line calling from Cambodia. He's originally from America. He's been in Europe, and he's had friends over there. And his experience is that there's no wait whatsoever, that everything is totally cool. You go in, you get taken care of, and it costs you nothing, at least apparently. Obviously, it costs you money in tax dollars. And that's kind of where we left the conversation, with me pointing out that even if what Baxter says is true, I still have a problem with it, because I think that we need to talk about the root issue behind socialized medicine, and that is the violence of the state. The fact that there is a threat of violence behind everything that the state does. If you don't pay for their system, as great as it might be, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but if you don't pay for their system, then you get punished, possibly with a cage, and if you don't want to go to the cage, then maybe with death. And so, Baxter, that's where I really disagree with socialized medicine, and I'm wondering what you have to say to that.
Well, I mean, I don't think they'll kill you in Europe or anything like that.
Really? Really? You can not pay taxes in Europe, and they won't try to put you in a jail cell?
Sure, I know people that have been doing that. I know people that have that are activists there,
mm-hmm.
and they're strictly against, like, you know, the norm of the way that they're not in favor of the way that the government is there.
And okay. So they don't pay taxes?
Yeah, so they don't pay taxes. They live off of the government, but they don't put them in jail. It's just that
so they're welfare recipients.
Well, they're kind of like employed. They're activists. They're allowed to be activists, and they're allowed to be paid by the country. So it's something like that.
I've heard of this. That where there are some people. Yeah, I don't understand the circumstances under, like, how that works. But I've heard of other. I've talked to another person in Europe who said that yeah, the government pays them, and that's the only one allowed to.
Meaning they're full time activists, and the government cuts them a check.
Right, right. This is something, I don't know how, see, every country in Europe is different, and so, I'm not saying that every socialized system, like you're saying that maybe Canada is different. I think I heard another guy on this show talking about Russia, and I mean, you know, I've been in Eastern European former communist countries, and it's not like it's not the same kind of environment as you would see in Europe, for instance.
So let me see if I've got this straight, because this is pretty shocking news what you're saying here. You're saying, so let me see if I've got this. You're saying that an activist in Europe can actually get paid by the government to do their activism, which could include not paying any form of taxes.
And speaking out against the government?
And speaking out against the government?
Yes.
So, if you aren't an activist, what if you just don't pay taxes? What happens then?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is just one individual that I met.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I think if you're not paying...
So this is one guy who told you a story about how he was getting a check from the government. Because I could see a welfare recipient, somebody who signs up for the government welfare, using his money to promote his activism. Okay, I get that. That's something that I'm sure has happened many times, using the state's own checks to work against them. I see that, and I've heard activists suggest they might want to do that. Like, and I don't think there would be anything immoral about that, necessarily, using the state's own money against it. But... I mean, are you really expect me to believe that Europe doesn't threaten people with jail over not paying taxes? That European countries don't do that?
I've never heard of that before.
Because that seems absolutely ridiculous.
Never heard of that before.
I just can't even believe that. It's unbelievable.
It's not so much of a police state there. I mean, they don't have like the big the prison industrial complex, like in the States there.
It's certainly true that the United States has the most prisons in the world. I don't know if I wouldn't call Europe a police state. They have police over there, too. I've seen the pictures of them. They have, the armed cops, the armored cops. They have all that stuff.
Of course.
London with 4 million CCTV cameras everywhere. You've got cameras that talk to you and yell at you for leaving something on a park bench.
Yeah, but it's nothing compared to the States. I mean, the States is just like, you know, it's military there. You know, I used to live in New Orleans after Katrina came through. And I mean, I've never seen anything like that anywhere in my life. And I've been to a lot of different countries, you know. And I'm not trying to say, one system works better than another. I'm just trying to say that, you know, from my experience and from the experience that I've talked to from other people, I mean, they're pretty much happy with their healthcare system in Europe, you know.
So, Baxter, do you believe that the government should operate all grocery stores and restaurants since they do such a fine job running all of the hospitals in Europe? Do you think that they should also be the only person to provide groceries and all other food service?
Well, they weren't doing that. They weren't doing that at all.
I'm asking if that's something that you would support them doing.
Well, I mean, I like a free society. I like to be able to choose what I want. I don't like, you know, someone to choose.
So you oppose socialist. So then, if you like choice, you must oppose the idea of socialist medicine, even though you believe that it works.
If it works better than what I've seen, then great. I'm all for it.
So
if it's not as good.
So you hold a contradictory viewpoint of one. On one hand, you say you support choice, but if socialized medicine works, you say then you support it, which of course is the lack of choice.
No, because there's a difference. Because different countries operate differently when it comes to socialism. You know, there are some countries where, like, you know, I work for
this is total Orwellian doublethink.
What do you mean?
No, it's not.
Holding contradictory views and not seeing them as contradictory.
Well, I was interested in what he was going to... Because, I mean, I guess the idea would be, like, if every country was just socialist, but they operate in different socialist ways, then you could have a choice
of which country to go to
live in. So, in that sense, there is, like, some choice involved. I didn't know if that's what he was getting at.
Yeah, is that what you're getting at?
Exactly. I mean, I would like to live in a socialist
in France or something, but I really want to live in France, but I just don't like the way that the French government does their health care. I feel like the people in the country might appreciate other things about a country besides their healthcare socialization.
Well, apparently, if you decide not to pay taxes
really
to support their system, that you'd probably be okay. Because apparently Europe doesn't put anyone in jail for that, according to Baxter. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sounded great, by the way, the connection from Cambodia, apparently.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about healthcare here in moments and socialism. It's Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The truth about Europe and its healthcare system and taxes. We've had pretty amazing claims here from a guy who says he knows better. We'll continue that in moments. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got features. They're waiting for you. They're all free. Those features do include the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And you can do it during the show, after the show. The cam's there at all times. The chat room is built into the page. It's all free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Now, if you want a chance at liberty in your lifetime, and you're not a fan of the government handing out welfare or the government running the healthcare system or the government telling you how to live your life and what you can put in your body or the government taking your money that you've earned and giving it to the people you disagree with or using it to murder people around the world, and you want to actually have freedom in your lifetime, you got to get together with other people who think like you do. Go to freestateproject.org if you love liberty. That's freestateproject.org, and learn more. By the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up this summer. It's going to be June 17th through the 24th, and you can get registered now for what is the biggest outdoor gathering of liberty-minded folks anywhere.
10-year anniversary.
The 10th one. Yep, this is going to be a big deal. It's always a big deal. It's always a lot of fun to be at Porkfest. This one's going to be even more fun. So porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, and also freestateproject.org. Oh!
Can't. Just crossed 14,000.
Thank you. We can't forget to mention that the Free State Project, as of today, is now at over 70% of the way towards its goal of 20,000 signers. Now, the three of us are here. We're here early as part of the Free State Project. Believe it or not, even though the Free State Project has been going on for several years, we're here early. We're
pioneers.
We're part of the early mover crowd. And anybody that moves before that number reaches 20,000.
You'd be pioneers too.
Is considered an early mover. So we're barely getting started here, and we're already making a huge splash. You can read more about that over at freekeen.com. I posted a blog post about it earlier today. So we had all these calls, or this one call that we spent a couple of segments on with the guy from who's been in Europe. He's from the U.S. He claims that Europe's just amazing. You can go into the hospitals and doctor's offices and get, you know, immediate treatment. There's no lines, he says.
You never have to wait.
Right.
And since he made these claims, I've been trying to look for information about wait times online, which is kind of difficult because the way they measure wait times, it's like there's lots of different points in the process between going there and getting the actual surgery or whatever it is when you could be waiting. So which is the least desirable time to wait? Should we put more emphasis on that? But basically, I have statistics, waiting time of 4 months or more for elective surgery by country. And it just has like the percentage. So Canada's the worst, 25% of the selective surgery patients had to wait 4 months or more. Then Sweden, Norway, United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, and then it's getting lower and lower, France, Switzerland, United States, Netherlands, and Germany.
Just for clarification, what is considered a selective surgery?
Or elective surgery. If I said selective, I misspoke. For elective surgery, that's like if you elect to have surgery,
if you choose to have surgery.
Okay. So that's not something of where somebody needs a bypass surgery.
Okay, so you're right. I mean, I have the other chart, which is, let me make sure, waiting time for 4 weeks or more for a specialist appointment. That's a whole different game.
That's just where you are. You typically go see a general practitioner under the socialist medicine system. They then say, well,
even under the supposed freer system that they have here in the U.S., where the insurance company says, no, you can't just go see the foot doctor because your foot is swollen. You have to go see your family doctor, and then the family doctor decides if need to go see a foot doctor.
Nobody here is defending the system that we have in the United States.
Right. I'm just saying that
the insurance
it's
system
the same thing here somewhat.
Sure,
it's
but if you don't have insurance, you can go to a foot doctor and walk right in. So, I'm not backing up the insurance system at all in my attack on socialized medicine. I want to make sure that's clear. But I've got some similar numbers here, Allie. This is a story that cites, it's FoxNews.com. They cite the OECD, and I had looked that up here. The OECD stands for the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and some of the numbers that they've given out. It says here in this piece that countless studies The Supreme Court in Canada affirmed the 2005 Shaouli versus Quebec decision, where they said that waiting time has been identified as a key measure of success and that access to a waiting list is not access to health care. Countless studies document grave consequences from prolonged waits. A growing list of European countries, including Denmark, England, Finland, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, and Sweden, have been forced by public outcry and laws to address unacceptable waits for care. So what this article is saying, that waiting so bad in Europe is that they actually had to pass more laws to try to solve the problem of the waits that are, you know, systemic throughout the socialized medicine system.
That's another thing to think about when you want government to take over something, is that they're going to have to pass more laws to figure out even how they're doing, how they're performing.
As stated in a 2007 study and separately underscored by the OECD, waiting lists are not a feature in the United States. Indeed, Americans would be stunned to hear the reality of nationalized insurance. In its latest care guarantee, Sweden found it necessary to stipulate that patients must be able to see a doctor within 7 days, patients should not wait more than 90 days to see a specialist, and treatment should be scheduled within 90 days, 6 months from presentation. So that's Sweden acknowledging that they've had such problems with waiting that we're going to put a hard cap. You will not wait more than 90 days to see a specialist. That's still 3 months.
Yeah.
That's 3 months from walking into the general practitioner, him saying, you should see a foot doctor. I'll give you a recommendation. And then, you know, 90 days later, maybe you'll get to actually see that foot doctor. So, let's see, here's another example for you. I'm going to skip the Canadian example because we know Canada's bad, and our caller said, well, it's just Canada, it's not Europe. So, England's 2010 NHS Constitution, the NHS, the National Health Service, or system, that's their centralized payer, one-payer system, declared that no patient should wait beyond 18 weeks for treatment. Even given this is specialized treatment after GP referral, even given this long leash, the number of patients not being treated within that 18-week time soared by 43% to almost 30,000 in January in 2010.
Wow.
The BBC subsequently discovered that many patients initially assessed as needing surgery were later recategorized by the hospital trust and removed from waiting lists. So, we thought you needed surgery, but since you waited so long, we don't think you need surgery anymore. Is that a little scary?
But yeah.
Royal College of Surgeons President Norman Williams called this outrageous, charging that hospitals are cutting their waiting list simply by raising thresholds. So it goes on. What about serious disease and specialists? Waits for diagnosis and treatment of heart disease, the leading cause of death in the U.S. and Europe, plague nationalized healthcare systems. OECD reported delays of several weeks to months for treatment in Australia, Canada, Finland, England, Norway, and Spain. Not including waiting for specialist appointments. Not including waiting for specialist appointments. In 2008 to 2009, the average wait for a coronary artery bypass was 57 days in the UK. That's a pretty serious operation.
Maybe everyone who needed an operation died, and that's why he didn't know anyone.
855, 453, more coming up here. Your thoughts welcome. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are talking healthcare. It's been jail, prison, and healthcare. We've been on those topics tonight, but you don't have to stay on those topics. You can bring up anything that you'd like. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can also join us on Skype. LRN.FM is the username there. That's LRN.FM. And our Skype caller earlier, Baxter, thing with Skype is it lets you text to the name that you want to talk to as well, so people can actually say things after they're off the air. And Baxter texts over, "Thanks for the call. Please do not take over the world and change a good healthcare system in a good place." Now, I wonder how new Baxter is to the show, because the liberty viewpoint that is espoused every night on Free Talk Live is that I don't want to tell you how to live. I don't want to force my viewpoint on you. If you feel that your life is best served by having a bunch of bureaucrats tell you how much money you have to give them every single year, and then they pay your health care bills for you, if that's how you want to live, fine. Go ahead and set up that system. So long as 100% of the people who are participating in it, from the doctors to the patients and everyone in between, as long as 100% of the people agree with it, I have no problem with it.
If it's voluntary
interaction,
it's not really government doing it, though, right?
Well, I guess in theory you could have a voluntary government. We just haven't seen that happen ever. But in theory that would be possible. And if 100% of people agree to being controlled, then it's none of my business. If you want to tell somebody or would give somebody control over your life to where they can tell you what to do and how to live, by all means. There's plenty of people out there who want to tell you what to do, so feel free to hire one of them. But if me or Allie or Daryl don't want to participate, if we're not interested in your system or your leader, or whoever it is that's telling you what to do, we should be able to opt out.
Yep.
That doesn't mean I want to take over and force my viewpoint on you. Anyway, something that you should consider, whatever your viewpoint on the world might be, is the fact that you could experience and your family could experience some form of emergency that could make life a little bit more difficult. Maybe it's bad weather, maybe it's a blackout, maybe unemployment, fiscal collapse, could be a lot of things. The thing is, you still have to eat during that time. And if you've got food on hand that can be stored for a long time easily, then you're all set. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food that is storable for decades for as little as $1.50 per meal. That's on average half the cost of the competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com. They've got a great chart there that'll give you more information about the Legacy Premium brand and compare it to their competition. You'll learn about how they have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, also vegetarian and gluten-free options, plus free shipping. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. Go see for yourself. Do the comparison shopping that you need to do. Buyer, check it out. You've got all the time you need. Food.freetalklive.com. Unless, of course, an emergency strikes soon, in which case it'd be good to have the food sooner rather than later. And they've got a great sampler pack there that'll give you a real good idea for the quality of this product. It's food.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Taryn. He's on the line in Savannah, Georgia. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Daryl.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Taryn, what's on your mind?
I wanted to chime in with this healthcare issue. When people start to transition to socialized medicine, a couple things that happen. At first, they usually promise the doctors the world. You know, they say that they're going to pay them well, and they usually pay them well so they are excited about being part of the government system and cashing in.
That's interesting, because I don't know if they so well did that in the United States, because I know that the family doctor I was going to in Auburn did not approve of Obama's health care plan. I know that there are a lot of doctors who were into the universalized health care plan of Obama, but the idea is that you kind of have to bribe the doctors into it.
Well, they in other countries, like in Canada, they kind of just basically threw enough money at them, and then what they did is they just kept cutting it back, and
mm-hmm.
now they don't pay them anything. So in the beginning, the first couple doctors, you know, they got on board with it. Here, it's a little different, because I was a doctor, and so I've got firsthand experience, and I've talked to a lot of my friends that are still practicing, and they want to get out. But this is real odd, because they won't give them a straight answer about this. Basically, to make this scheme work, because Ian just read a report about how all these doctors want a mass exodus in the next couple of years.
That was last night,
Yeah, last night. Sorry, you read that last night. What's going to happen is the only way to make this work is to force the doctors to take it, to be part of the program where, you know, they were talking about how you could have a cash practice and you could just step aside. They're going to come after that pretty quick, because mm-hmm. if you're just allowed to sidestep it, then this whole scheme is not going to work very well for them. They have to force the doctors to practice and the nurses and the whole healthcare. And when you ask and try to find out in the bills, I can't get a straight answer. My understanding is that they're just going to dangle your license over you unless you participate in this. And so, you know, you do all that work, you get oodles and oodles and oodles in debt, and then all of a sudden you have to play this game or you have to go black market. And,
Taryn, I was talking to Jim Babka from Downsize DC a couple weeks ago on my radio show that's on Sundays, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, and he was saying that, remember when Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass the bill to find out what is in it? She wasn't joking, because a lot of the bill has not actually been written yet. Because it creates groups and bureaucratic agencies that then have basically legislative authority to create rules and policies. So, yeah, there's a large portion of the PPACA, which is what most people call Obamacare, that has not been written yet because the bureaucrats haven't gotten around to writing their regulations.
And I think that's why you can't get a straight answer. But I don't see this happening unless they force the doctors or threaten them somehow to stay in the system.
it kind of takes that whole metaphor people use when, in responding to those who say that healthcare is a right. People will question them. Does that mean, like, where does this right come from? Is it that if you are sick and a doctor's around, that for them to not treat you would actually be, that would be going against your rights? Like, that they would have you'd have a claim against a doctor?
You have a claim to force them to work for you.
Right. Like, you could hold a gun to that doctor's head and say, operate on me right now.
Well, you wouldn't have to hold the gun. That's what the government's doing.
And
right.
They
are
do that
some
kind of
states
with hospitals. I mean, you can't, the hospitals are not allowed to deny people by law. They have to take people in. So they kind of do that already. I don't see why it would be a big deal for them to extend that over.
And there are some states that have what they call the duty to act law that says that if you are certified in any form of medical care,
even CPR, right?
CPR, anything. If you know advanced first aid and you see someone that needs medical attention, you are required by law to stop and assist that person until someone with higher training than you comes along. And then you can only leave after that person tells you,
Hold on, guys. You sound really harsh here. I mean, it sounds like you don't want to help people. Is that what you're getting at?
No. I don't want to force people to help people.
Karen, what do you think?
I agree, because I think in this whole debate, no one ever really says, well, are the doctors free to choose? I don't think that ever comes up. It's all about give me my insurance, hey, lower cost, which is not going to be lower cost. Everybody knows it's not going to be. But they got to sell it that way. But the only way for you to get your health care the way you want it, you have to basically threaten these doctors to take you by their license. And I think that's a real crappy way to do business.
Taryn, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Do appreciate hearing from you. That's Taryn from lupolit.com. Is that right, Taryn?
Yes, sir. I appreciate
sells books,
that, Ian.
And liberty-oriented books, and they're very good, the ones that I've read.
Something about a pirate.
Hey, man, pirates. That was like 4 years ago. Get with it. We got more books now.
I've heard the new one's good, too. I've only read the Pirates of Savannah, and I loved it. It was really entertaining, and highly recommend
that.
Thanks for the call, Taryn. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. A little bit more about healthcare wait times, since our caller earlier claims that Europe is this utopia where nobody has to wait for healthcare. 855-450-FREE, it's Free Talk Live. You take control.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can connect with us there at username lrn.fm. Hey, if you enjoy this program, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's one of the most important things you can do as a Free Talk Live listener to support this program. It's $5 a month, and what we do is we take that money in, invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on to more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of liberty. Let me give you a concrete example of how the AMP program helps big time for Free Talk Live. One of the things that I'll do with the AMP money that comes in is I'll buy industry advertising. And Talkers Magazine is the key industry publication. It used to be a magazine like in real life, but they stopped doing print versions of it, and they're now only online. And that was actually a decision they made before the print version became unprofitable. So they were actually still making money at doing the print thing, but they decided they're going to jump, you know, with 2 feet all the way into the digital age, and they made that change. So really kind of an industry-leading publication in that way as well. I'm proud to be associated with Talkers, and we've been going for years to their conventions. So we've been buying ads in Talkers. So Free Talk Live ad today, this morning, in the Talkers daily email news thing that they send out to people in the business has a Free Talk Live ad in it. And so we've got ads in there constantly. There's also the conventions that they do, two of them a year. It used to just be one. Now they're doing two, one on the West Coast, another on the East. So the New York one is coming up. And one of the things that they do every year at the New York convention is they hand out the Freedom of Speech Award. They select a person in the talk industry who they believe, for whatever reason, deserves the Freedom of Speech Award. And this is a big deal. This is, you know, for people in the business to be given the Freedom of Speech Award by Talkers Magazine, the one person a year to do that. That's a pretty big honor. This year, I have the honor of being the introductory person on the Freedom of Speech Award. I will be actually introducing Michael Harrison, who is the publisher of Talkers Magazine. So there's going to be the lunch, and then after lunch, This is the first thing happening after lunch is the Freedom of Speech Awards ceremony. So there's like in this ceremony, there's a giving away of a couple different awards, including the Freedom of Speech Award. There's also a State of the First Amendment address given by one talk show host. So it's like an hour-long thing that goes on. I will be the first person speaking in that, and I'll get to introduce the publisher of the magazine, Michael Harrison. Awesome.
And they get to turn around and accept the award?
No. I'm introducing the whole thing. So okay. I will talk about freedom of speech.
Well, why wouldn't you guys win the freedom of speech
award?
I'm
not being given the award. I don't know. It's okay with me. I'm not really concerned about
that.
Maybe
you are being given the award, and you just don't know it yet.
Well, that's true. There is they haven't announced who the winner of the award is at this point.
Eh?
But I don't know if they've ever had the person giving the introduction to the Freedom of Speech Award be the recipient. I suppose it could be Mark Edge who is receiving the award. That's a possibility. But I would think it'd be the first time ever that anyone has ever received the award after giving the introduction to the award ceremony. Anyway, my point is, if we didn't advertise in Talkers Magazine, I would not have this opportunity. I'm pretty sure of that. They've included me and Mark over the last several years, probably been like
About five or six, I think.
Well, we've been going for like 7 years, and after the first couple of years, they started inviting us to actually participate in the event. So rather than just attend it, to be on panels and give speeches and things like that. And so this is a very, I think, important role in the whole event. And I mean, to be able to introduce the publisher of the magazine, for him to choose me as that person was a real honor. So thank you to the Free Talk Live amplifiers for making that possible for us. If you want to help us promote Free Talk Live to more radio stations, please go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, go no further than ManVentureOutpost.com. But if you do go further, come back, because I bet you're going to find the best prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry the name brands you want at the lowest prices. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned. They're members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they have the lowest prices. So go and see for yourself. Get it quick. And get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. I'm going to give you a few more statistics here about European healthcare, and then we'll go back to your phone calls. The story is from Fox News. They're citing the OECD. That's the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. And they looked at a lot of European countries as well as Canada that have the socialized medicine systems, the single-payer universal healthcare systems, as they're sometimes called. And they found that, in contradiction to what our caller was claiming earlier, was that you can walk in and there's no waiting. Well, they're saying that there have been laws that have been passed where they've been trying to force their system to have less waiting, and even that's not working. The story here says that we're looking at serious disease and specialist visits. According to this, in the UK, the average wait for a coronary artery bypass, this is after you've seen the specialist, so you see the GP, they say go see a specialist, it takes a few months, if not weeks, several weeks, to see the specialist. The specialist then determines that you need the coronary artery bypass. This is heart surgery.
Yes.
This is serious.
Yep. Yes.
Usually you need that pretty soon.
Yes.
Well, in the UK, you have to wait 57 days on average. That means there's a bunch of people that are waiting longer than 57 days. Swedes waited a median of 55 days, meaning half waited less time than 55 and half waited more. And even
question.
Though, yes.
Well, actually, average would mean that the median would be half is more, half is less.
That's what I said.
I thought you said average.
The first one was average.
Okay.
The second number was median.
Question, does either of these figures exclude people who died while waiting?
Good question. I don't have an answer for that, but I can tell you that even though this is the Swede number, the 55-day median, waiting for a coronary artery bypass, even though 75% of those cases were listed as imperative or urgent.
What?
Yeah. So there is a little bit more information for you. Despite worse outcomes and high risk for death, governments set extremely long targets for heart surgery. Wales targets up to 8 months. England targets 18 weeks after referral. Canada benchmarks up to 26 weeks for a bypass. defined as acceptable by governments who set them such targets, propagate the illusion of meeting quality standards despite serious underperformance. So I'm sorry. That's why I don't believe what this caller was saying earlier.
Yeah, and he also said that people in Europe don't go to jail for non-payment of tax.
Also not true.
And the first thing that we found when we Googled it was former Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi went to jail for a year.
Well, he's been sentenced, but he's appealing, so I don't know if he's actually in jail yet.
Okay, sentenced, gone. He's going to jail.
Yeah, and I heard a story on the radio about Dolce & Gabbana in Italy facing some charges. And then, Ali, you had a quote from some article that you pulled up about taxes in Europe.
This is the tax recovery page on the European Commission website.
Says, so the government's own website.
Yep. The most tax claims or debts due to national treasuries are collected promptly through spontaneous payment by the debtor. When the claims are not settled promptly, national tax administrators can resort to a range of powers to recover the claim. At the limit, the claim can be recovered through the seizure and sale of the debtor's property by the tax administration.
Now, that's violence. Let's just translate real quick here. Seizure and sale of your property?
We will steal your house.
People who don't own your stuff come there and they take it from you. And if you don't want to give it up, they're not going to just throw up their hands like our caller suggested and say, whoa, he doesn't want to give us his television set or his house, so I guess we're just going to have to leave because this is Europe and we don't do things like they do in the United States. No, they're going to physically remove you from your premises, and if you don't want to go, then you're going to get shot or tased or beaten, but it's not going to be fun and it's not going to be good for you. So to believe that there's no tax enforcement is ridiculous, and that everybody just gets to walk into a hospital or a doctor's office and gets immediate treatment is equally ridiculous. And I hope that we've pointed that out. Let's go to Brian, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Brian. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to go back to this conversation. You mentioned Orwellian doublespeak. It's actually, I believe it's actually quack speak or duck speak.
It's double really think. The double Orwellian think. Term is double think.
Okay.
You're right, double think. But this goes down to a larger concept here. This doesn't really need to be proved by this pragmatist, evidence-based thinking. It basically comes down to the fact that, yes, you can point to the United States system where the AMA, lobbied the federal government in the early 20th century to create a monopoly. That obviously was the beginning of the destruction of our healthcare system. But let's look towards choices. How do you have choices? How can you basically have a system of coercion? And as for that previous caller said, he's never heard of a person going to jail. Well, does that mean the taxes are voluntary?
Hang on, Brian. We can bring him back here in hour three if you want to stand by. More with Brian in New Hampshire. Your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.